Right now, I want to dig a little bit into the distressed debt market. George Schultz is chief executive officer of Schultz Asset Management, which oversees about $200 million and is based in Purchase, New York. And George, you know, when I talk to distressed debt investors, a lot of them are tearing their hair out because the size of the distressed debt market has shrunk to about the smallest since right before the financial crisis. And it seems like there just isn't enough distress to go around. Are you tearing your hair out?
What's left of it? I've already torn most of it out. But
all right, then. No, I mean, are there any opportunities right now?
There are. There are a lot of opportunities, especially in the energy market. A lot of companies in the oil and gas space and in the coal industry have defaulted in the past 18 months, and many of them have emerged now. So there are a lot of post-reorg equities trading, as we call them, companies that have restructured, gone through a reorganization event, and now trade as post-reorg equities. But many of them aren't that well known. Interestingly, many of them are very cheap. But they're not in the form of debt anymore. They're mostly trading as equities now.
Can you give us some names?
Sure. One is Energy 21, a company that's interesting and much cheaper. There's another one, Samson Resources, that was formerly one of the largest natural gas leveraged buyouts ever. Restructured and came out of bankruptcy last year. There are a lot of smaller ones. A lot of them aren't that well known. And then there are some companies in other industries that trade as post-distress equities as well. Like Fiat, for example, came out of restructuring several years ago, and there's some interesting news with that today, with a potential Chinese investor looking to buy the company. Another one, Hawaiian Telcom, which is a telecommunications company that restructured several years ago and was recently sold to Cincinnati Bell at a nice premium. And a third one, also in a different industry, Tropicana, which is a casino company that was restructured several years ago, had been trading as post-distress equity and most recently benefited from a huge stock buyback. So there's plenty going on. It's just not in the form of distressed debt. It's more post-distress equities these days.
Although I would imagine that you have a lot of competition because it seems like investors are fighting for any scrap of an opportunity they can find just because of the incredibly high valuations in public liquid markets right now. Have you found that there is a lot of competition here, or are these opportunities too small and too speculative to really attract the big money?
I think they're too small for the big money. A lot of the competition recently has been people pumping money into big-name ETFs and index funds. And there's also been a lot of chasing of returns in the fixed income market. Now, we're clearly in a market where there's monetary tightening that's starting. Interest rates are still at very low levels, but we expect them to rise. And now, coming into the fall, it looks like the Fed will be starting to reverse its quantitative easing program. And with that, we expect fixed income securities to trade off. So we think the best opportunity right now is in equities, but not in blindly throwing money at ETFs and the largest companies like Google and Facebook and Microsoft. Rather, I think it's going to pay more to work as an active manager and look for specific opportunities. And yes, sometimes they're smaller companies, but the valuation there makes it worthwhile to focus there.
How have you changed your mix of investments to more heavily weight equities versus debt? I mean, are you completely out of your debt investments in preparation for some kind of market disruption in the wake of the end of QE or the beginning of the unwind? I don't want to make it sound so dramatic since they want to put us to sleep with this unwind.
Yeah, we have a decent amount of cash on the sidelines ourselves right now. Typically over a cycle, our portfolios will evolve from being more heavily weighted to distressed debt when the default rate is high and when opportunities are plentiful, to when the default rate drops and is expected to climb again, to focus more on the equity side. So right now we're much more focused on the equity side. I expect that going forward as defaults start to rise again with higher interest rates, that's where we'll be shorting more equities and eventually growing our fixed income book again. But right now we're much more focused on equities. And they tend to be event-driven because usually when equities trade at very cheap levels, good things happen to those companies over time. And that's what we've seen recently with a few names I mentioned earlier.
Energy 21 and Samson Resources caught my attention in particular because I remember back in 2014 and 2015, these were just decimated. I mean, it was sort of watching a sort of train wreck in front of your eyes when you looked at the debt prices of these particular companies during that time. And sure, they did go into bankruptcy. How much is your wager on their out-of-bankruptcy equity? How much does it depend on oil prices staying where they are or going higher?
Well, these are commodity companies, and they definitely are dependent on a good, stable price of either natural gas or oil, depending on the company. But interestingly, for those two companies, they benefit from having left behind massive amount of debt when they restructured. For Samson, I think it left behind about $6 billion of debt in its restructuring, and now there's post-reorg equity, but it is private. It doesn't trade in too liquid of a fashion. Energy 21 is also a little bit less liquid. That company, I believe, left behind about $3 billion in debt and other liabilities. So the good news with commodity companies when they restructure is, yes, you're still dependent on a healthy commodity market, but fortunately the balance sheet can be much cleaner, and you basically get a fresh start, a new lease on life as we think about it. And if you have a little luck over the longer term with commodities, you should do well. Yeah. Another interesting sector is the coal space. In the coal industry, there have been just practically every major coal company in the U.S. filed for bankruptcy in the past 24 months and then came out. So companies like Arch Coal and Peabody Energy are trading at extremely cheap prices. And the interesting thing in the coal market is that there are several types of coal, not just steam coal, which gets burned to generate electricity, but also metallurgical coal, which is used in making steel. And that market has recovered quite nicely. So a number of the coal companies are trading at very cheap valuations through their equities as well. And that's another area of a focus for us lately.
George, just in 30 seconds, when you were talking about your preference for equities to bonds, it sounds like you think that equities can keep rallying even if benchmark rates sell off. 30 seconds, why?
Yeah, again, it's not at a high level. It's not, you know, the biggest of the big names. It's not the S&P in general. It's more individual companies that are trading at extremely cheap prices. Again, you know, good things tend to happen to cheap companies over time. When they're so cheap because they're distressed and nobody wants to have anything to do with them, that's usually when you find some bargains.
George Schultz, thank you so much for joining us. Truly fascinating to dig into some of these specific names that hold probably more promise than broad indices at these incredibly high valuations. George Schultz is Chief Executive Officer of Schultz Asset Management, which oversees about $200 million and is based in Purchase, New York.